let's get to it. To
bring the burn.
What's up, everybody? This is Hito Everard, and I'm ready to bring the pain for you and Dr. Roto this week. Ooh, yeah. What's up, Dan? How you doing today?
What's going on, man? I'm feeling a lot better. I've been sick all week, so let's concentrate on the good, not the bad.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, the good thing is that the weekend is almost here, and I decided to just take a random half day because I'm getting near my re-up for the company, and I said, you know what? I think I deserve a half day Friday. I haven't had a half day Friday in a long time. You know this, and I'm super excited about that. Not a better weekend to do that. Of course, I might need some time to recover after the Rams game tonight, after the Rams stomp the 49ers in Melbourne, Australia. Hold on. I didn't say that right. Australia. That's all the people that actually know. That's not even a meme. That's not even a meme, Dan. You can't get the Lex Luthor Australia. Australia.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, from Superman 2. With Lex Luthor's Christopher Reeves Superman. That's the one. I go back.
I haven't watched those since I was a little kid in the 80s. So
Australia. Anybody in the comment section, this is a live show. Get on it. You know, we like to bring the pain on the Fight Club of Pain. Ask us questions about this card. We got UFC Noche in the soup kitchen getting cooked right now. We're going to be serving up the soup can of the week again. Also, the Parlay of Pain is going to be back. We're going to do that again. We're going to talk about that shortly here in a few moments. But of course, you got to make sure you like, follow, and share Heat Override Dan on the X, of course, Heat Override on the YouTube, and Bring the Pain on Facebook. Get over to Dr. Roto on YouTube. He's dropping video after video. We got that going on right now. Of course, you're going to get the Ultra Contrarian Show, Any Given Slate, I think, Any Given Entry. That's what it is for Danger. I mean, that show's coming up. Sorry, there's just so many shows, sometimes you forget everything. But it's going to be super, right? Of course, Doc and them are going to be back on Fridays for Friday Night Lights with Swami and, of course, Willie's Crazy Self. So you've got a full slate. So, of course, like, follow, get over to Dr. YouTube's, and make sure you use code word 2026. With 2026, you get 20% off of one of our packages at Dr. Roto. Right now, with the way the UFC is hitting, the way the NFL hit yesterday, and we're going to talk about that as well, too, a little later in Things That Make Me a Jerk. And we're going to go after a site, maybe not a site that you're used to me going after, but we're going to be talking about that, man. So, Dan, it's been a whirlwind. You've not been feeling well, so I haven't kept you up to date. So I'm going to blindside you with a lot of this wild stuff that we're going to be talking about.
Yeah, we haven't really talked all week, man. I've been in bed for the last, it's the first day I've been out of bed since Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, things happen in life. I mean, so now that you're here and you're already jacked up and getting raised from fights, let's get to our first topic of the day, and that's what's cooking. It's the Fight Club of Pain, Dan. It's us, the show, everything. Pain is temporary. Glory is forever. And that is what we're talking about. Let's talk about the soup can back on track a little bit, and then we'll go on with the bets from there.
Yeah, soup can went 3 weeks in a row after that devastating loss I took. Back on track 3 weeks in a row. I'm looking for a fourth this week. You'll find out who it is soon enough. This past week we called every fight, man. We called it.
We did. No. And the rest of the UFC world got burned. They got burned alive. Man, it was like 17-17, and they were at the stake, man. It was crazy, not to get a little spooky, right around Halloween. But you know what I'm saying, people, is that we took a step back, and I'm out doing my thing. I am not even paying attention to the UFC event because I'm out with the family. And then I'm watching texts coming, and they're like, yo, the parlay of pain hit. And I'm like, oh, WAP. And he's like, yo, the Sheriff's Corral hit. And I'm like, oh, WAP. Right then I'm like, yo, where'd all this extra money come from? I'm like, oh, the Fivetastic Picks hit too. So the Fivetastic Picks went unbeaten, which would have been a 5-0. But since I was able to bail on Nathaniel Woods, punk ass, with the decisional bet, it became a 4-leg parlay, went 4-0, cashed out. It was like I think it was still a plus 1,000. And then, of course, the parlay of pain last week was a plus 1,287 or something like that. The Sheriff's Corral was a solid 3-leg plus 586 given out, made live on this show last week. And so that's a clean flush. And we knew.
And the soup can hit. So we were undefeated last week.
Yeah. Well, I took a loss.
I mean the show.
Yeah. The show is undefeated, but the only flaw in the show was just me not picking MVP, but you did. So you went 3-0. So I think that gives a lot of people, like, I put a lot of this on the Facebook, on the X. I showed it. I also picked Segula as a winner in tennis. I got a big positive rate on that too. And, you know, I picked Typho, big foe. That's my tennis guy. You know, I got these guys going on. And then it even goes back to Pernas. So this past week, it has just been a heater. And then it led to football last night, which is great. And football tonight, of course. But it led to football and just continuing that heat, the hot streak that not only is the show on, but the site as a whole, just the content as a whole at Dr. Roto. People forget this just isn't one stop. This is one stop right here with the UFC show, right? The Fight Club of Pain. There's so much more to ways to win you money at Dr. Roto. And even today, like yesterday, I did my very first Heatastic NFL bets of the day, and the Player Props AI bet of the day won, because that is, we are affiliated with Player Props and they're really cool people. Love them. And so therefore, when you're taking that in and you're looking at that, we're giving you great product. We're giving you a tease of another product. And we're also providing a lot of wins. Last night, I lit up the subs only Discord at Dr. Roto, cohort 2026, with tons of tackle bets. And I will save my thunder for that for later, because something with things that make me a jerk has to do with a tackle. Ooh, yeah. Woo-hoo. All right, people. You know, I know why you're here. You're ready to hear this. You're ready to hear Dan talk about how great these fighters are. And you're here to hear me talk about how these numbers are going to lead us to the promised land once again. Ooh, yeah. This is UFC Noche. In this corner, we have Tommy Gunn McMillan versus Marin Rahiki. Will show you the way. Dan, talk about it.
I'm going to start with Rahiki. He's 9-0 in his career and a perfect 3-for-3 inside the octagon with three brutal knockout wins. So he hasn't seen a third round in a long time. So watch the gas tank in this fight. This man is a dynamic, unorthodox striker. He uses the kickboxing base, but loves to throw boxing combination. His straight right down the pipe is dangerous inside the pocket. Let's not forget, Rahiki has a 100% finish rate in his career. Tommy McMillan, a perfect 11-0 inside in his career, 3-0 inside the octagon. McMillan has back-to-back performance and fight of the night bonuses and back-to-back knockout wins. He's a high-paced, aggressive striker that puts relentless pressure and high-volume output on his opponents. 252 significant strikes landed in his last fight, which set a record. He's looking for more. He prefers to stand and bang, but let's not forget, he's a multiple-time state champion in wrestling if he needs it.
That's right. I got that. With McMillan, we need that volume, and he needs to get this fight. He has to turn this fight into chaos. He needs to make it a war. And when he makes it a war, he needs to make it a wrestling match. He needs to take advantage of Rikishi's slow. It's not that Rikishi doesn't have a ground game, but he doesn't have a round game like Tommy McMillan. Rikishi needs to avoid a firefight. But there's the key to the fight. Now, Tommy Gunn has a chin. And it's going to be tested because he is highly aggressive. He comes in with the blitz. Now, one thing I did see with Rikishi is Rikishi loves to step back and drop that. So if Tommy comes in with his, which he usually comes this, and then it's this, if he steps back in this, he's going to have Tommy right there. Dan, do you think that could play a part in this fight?
It could, but Rikishi never throws those wild looping punches, and McMillan gets hit with those wild looping punches every fight. Rikishi is more precise, and he's more of a counter striker. But with the pace and the aggression McMillan brings, I don't know if he's going to have time to counter McMillan.
I agree with that. 100%. You know, and Rikishi has a good volume. Now, that's not to be underdetermined, but there's just no way that this fight should be marked. And I was bringing this up to you earlier, Dan. This fight has great numbers for the finishes. And they're just like, I think that in some ways, maybe the sportsbooks were so scared they just put everything low. But at the same time, they gave us positives where they shouldn't have given us positives, Dan.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand it. Both these guys are finishing machines. McMillan mm-hmm. is more of the volume puncher, and he wears you down. He's more of the less technical Max Holloway. But Rikishi has that one punch knockout power, though.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And I like both these guys. I'm not going to lie. There's a reason why I called him Rikishi Shows You the Way. He has won us some money, and that's been a lot of things. So let's hit these numbers real quick. Let's hit the numbers. Distance known, -235. People eat that up. Just eat that up. Just bam, like five units on that. Bam, no distance. There's no way this fight goes distance. Five units. Right? Knockout, -105. That's highly possible. So, of course, I'm going to throw two units on the knockout. Sub, 350. I'm going to put 75% of a unit on sub at +350. We got points is +170. They're like, no, we ain't playing that game. Under 1.5 rounds is a +130. That's worth action. Let's throw at least a half a unit on that because they're trying to make money off of that finish, multiplying into multiple ways we can always hit that. That's what the Fight Club of Pain does better than any other show out there. Yeah. Let's get over to the Rikishi way. Rikishi's going to show us the way. Moneyline, +138. Knockout, +250. Possible hit it. I'm going to throw 50% of a unit on that because, you know, I got my money on the other guy. Submission, +2,000. I'm a sick guy. 20%. Now, 10% of a unit on the submission. You have to have action on four-digit submissions like that. Points, 700. I like it. Let's throw down a quarter of a unit on that. Knockout sub for Rikishi is 210, right? So if you want to put some action on, I'd put a low because if you think that Rikishi can get a knockout, you're going to get that low percentage right there. Let's go at least 25% if you're looking for the knockout to hit both ways. However, knockout and points is Rahiki's pathway, period. Bar none. That's it. Knockout and points +150, just that's it. If you're betting on Rikishi, throw that there. Decision no bet at +120 is beautiful. His sub in points is +500. I think that's irrelevant. I'll just bring that up anyway. But I really like his decision no bet. If it does go to decision, just get your money back if you want to play it safe. A second and third round knockout for Rikishi is +550. A win in the third round or decision is going to be +440. If Rikishi can get this to the third round and to show everybody has a tank that you brought up, Dan, he might be able to get McMillan late with that pop, but let's just not get that twisted. McMillan, money line, -178. Yes, knockout. They're giving Tommy McMillan a +310 for knockout. Are you shitting me? Are you shitting me? I'm hitting that shit. I'm hitting that. There's no way. Submission, 440. Guess what? Points, 310 again. They're telling us something. This is insane. Knockout and sub, +135. You want to be safe? Play that. That's it right there. McMillan, knockout sub. Knockout in points is plus 105. Okay, after this podcast, because I know FanDuel is watching, I promise you, FanDuel is watching, that will not be a plus 105. It'll be a negative 105 or a negative 115. Check it. That's what's going to end up happening. And we'll probably check that too, because I'm going through the numbers too. We got knockout first and second round. Dan, I'm going to smoke that bet. Plus 420. This is the biggest joint bet we could ever hit. What's it? Tommy McMillan, first and second round knockout at plus 420. And call up Spice One and tell him he needs to get on the show and do an interview with Heat Override. Ooh, yeah. There's a shout out for Spice One. Sub, second, third round. If it does go late, Tommy does wear him down. Maybe Tommy gets him on the ground. That first round, he finally wears down. Third round comes around. I want some action. It's 800. We'll take it. Plus 800. And then a win in the first and second round, no matter what way you go, is a plus 200. Dan, these numbers, what are they telling you?
That it's a toss. You bet on either guy. Bet on whoever you like. Because, yeah. I mean, the numbers don't favor anyone.
No. It's just like they just threw them out there.
They're like, here, bet and whoever wins makes money.
Yeah. That's it. They're probably doing that because they're going to, like, they want to get people juiced for the NFL. Because I know tomorrow, on the next day is Sunday, and it's going to be NFL opening Sunday. Yeah. So that's what they're doing. I like it. Dan, who do you got and by what method?
So I think this goes exactly the way that we said. I think it's a back and forth battle. I think they both rock each other a few times, but I think McMillan, that gas tank, I think he brings it into the deep water, and I think McMillan wins by third round knockout.
Woo! Ooh. Dude, that's got to be juiced. That's got to be juiced. Plus 1,600. Woo! Okay. All right, we're throwing in. We're throwing in. We got that bet, plus 1,600. McMillan. Now, people out there, again, this is a live show. You could do it. You could come in. You could talk. You could see what you could have thoughts on it. But I'm going to tell you what, man. This stuff happens. We talk some major crazy stuff, and it happens. And that's why the Fight Club of Pain is one of the best betting and DFS shows in the world. I promise you. Nobody matches up against these numbers, Dan. You know that.
Oh, I know. Oh, and I'm going to be running my mouth next week when McMillan knocks him out in the third round.
Yes, plus 1,600. And we're going to get that. We're going to get that action because I still have to knock out it. Plus 310. Whatever. Okay. All right, let's get to the next match. We got a set to five.
You didn't make your pick.
Oh, yeah. I got McMillan by knockout. If you want my bet, it's knockout and sub. It's knockout and sub. I love that action right there. Actually, I did say something to everybody. I did say his knockout point is still plus 105. That's it. The knockout sub plus 135. That's my play for McMillan. Hey, we're trying to make money. You know, since I said plus 1600, I buy money on that.
John Jones. Yes, I did hear that. And I think it's hilarious. I think I think he needs to win way more, a few more fights to do that.
Yeah, that would be crazy. But, I mean, McMillan's just playing off of the most far. The way he just doesn't show up sometimes. I do like that. I do like that. Dude, he just popped up on my Facebook. So I just started following him. He's wild as hell. I love him. And it's great to see you too, John Jones. Thanks for popping back in. So let's get to it. Let's get to what's going to be a certified banger between Brandon Moreno versus Joseph Morales. Dan, talk about it.
I'm going to start with Morales. He's 2-2 in his last four, but he's riding a two-fight submission winning streak, both inside of two rounds. A grappling and submission specialist, the BJJ black belt, is going to look to get inside, cause the clinch, and get this to the mat as soon as possible. He will dig inside in the stand-up, but everything he does leads to that takedown. Brandon Moreno, if you watch the show, you know he's one of my favorite fighters of all time. He's 2-3 since losing the title to Pantoja in 2023. He's on a two-fight skid, but let's not pretend Brandon Moreno isn't one of the best 120-pound pound fighters of all time. He may be in the second half of his career, but the former champ still has a lot left. He's a stand-up technician whose crisp boxing and bodywork sets up his chain wrestling perfectly. A great all-around fighter, but he has slowed in his last few fights. Look for Moreno to keep this at distance and piece Morales up on the feet.
I agree with that 100%. My keys to Moreno winning this match is the boxing, keeping that groundwork when on the ground, because this is going to eventually hit the ground, because everybody's taken pretty much Brandon Moreno down recently. Like, they've done a lot of things to him that he doesn't usually let go. Yeah. I mean, maybe some of it has been because it's just been bad situations, but he needs to stay fluid. I think at times, sometimes us fighters, even fighters like myself, and I kind of noticed this with me last week and noticed it more today. So I think I feel I have to be a little more fluid when I'm fighting the higher competition like Derek. You know, I think that when I go in there, I try to be serious. And I think sometimes when you're being too serious, you're being a little too stiff. So I think he needs to get back to being fluid. And I think that that stiffness is what led to Loner Cavanaugh outboxing him and winning that match. But
I rewatched that fight. Loner Cavanaugh, he won by a narrow decision.
Yeah, I know he did.
Brandon Moreno put up a great fight against one of the top three people on, you know, in this division right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Cavanaugh has been great for us as well, too, recently. So, you know, and then Morales, dude, I love the way he does his step in hooks. Like, but that, those are that he needs to use his power, get in close, and that's how he gets him down, because his pathway, I feel, for this fight is to get Moreno and submit Moreno, and that has happened recently. And like I said, with Moreno, he needs to keep this up, he needs to stay fluid, and being fluid, he'll see those takedown attempts. He just needs to keep this medium to where he can strike range,
yeah,
and not go into what he needs to get that close. But that's going to be hard to do because Morales's power and his heart trying to come back. I'm not going to talk about his comeback story, people. I'm not going to talk about that. But what I will say is that produces champions. That fire burns within, and sometimes that fire might be greater than the fire that's left in Brandon Moreno. Do you think that might be an issue?
I don't think that that is the case. I think Brandon Moreno, he's fighting in his home country right now. He's fighting in Mexico. He got skipped.
It's in Glendale.
What, Noche's in Glendale? I thought it was in Mexico.
Yeah, everybody said that. That was funny. Yeah, no, it's in Glendale, Arizona.
Then why is it Noche?
That's confusing everybody. Even when I made the graphic, it put Mexico. And I was like, nah, I had to click on it. Yeah.
It's close enough, but it makes no sense. But Brandon Moreno, like I said, he's one of the best 120-pound fighters of all time in this weight class. He needs to get back to what got him here. He needs to get back to that, the crisp boxing, the footwork, and when he does get taken down, the scrambles to get back to his feet.
I agree with that 100%, man. So let's hit these numbers, man. Let's see what these numbers are looking at, because this is going to be a hell of a fight. Distance, yes, negative 290. Yeah, you got to do that. Knockdown at plus 500. Come on, people. I'm going to do that. I'm throwing money on knockout. Submission plus 480. I like that. We're going to hit that too. You can go half prop both those if you want. Points, negative 290. Distance, 290. I mean, it's the same thing. So at this point, you could get that. Over 2.5 rounds is negative 360. So I kind of like that too, but it's just like kind of giving you the distance. At that point, you must just go distance, right? Yeah. So then let's hit over the Morales side. Morales is currently the favorite at negative 128. Morales knockout plus 1,200. You know I'm hitting that. I'm throwing a quarter of a unit on it. I'm hitting it. Submission 700. Thank you. That right there is beautiful. I will throw a half of a unit on that because I have submission. We also have points at plus 150. Let's hit that. Let's get over to knockout and sub plus 430. If you don't want to play anything that singularity, the plus 430 for knockout and sub on the Morales side is beautiful. Play it. Knockout in points, it's plus 115. And sub in points, it's a negative 105. So that's kind of telling you that the sports books, especially FanDuel, feels like it's going to be, there could be a submission. Decision no bet, negative 146, you get your money back. So if you want to play a spike safe, decision no bet, negative 146, then roll up with points, plus 150 on the Morales side. There's your money. Knockout, second and third round is plus 2,000. You know I got money on that. And then we have subs, second and third round, plus 1,200. And a third round finish or by decision is a plus 125. I do love those numbers on the Morales side. Let's get over to Moreno. Moreno, moneyline, 100. Love it. Knockout, 950. It's worth it. Maybe he ends that story. There ain't no comeback story. You know whose comeback might be? Might be Moreno's comeback, right? Submission, 1,500. Just had to throw something on it, 10%. Points, 170. If that this can happen, Moreno at points plus 170 is a beautiful odd because Moreno can out-volume Morales. I feel that his jab and I feel that his combinations are going to be too much for even those swinging things. And if it keeps us at that distance, then that's what's going to happen. Knockout sub plus 550. I'm hitting it. Knockout points 115. Sub point 135. Decision no bet. So if you play the points at 170, go play a decision no bet. A man that wants to stop a comeback story and start his own again needs that finish. Second, third round knockout, 1,600 sub, second, third round, 2,500. Round three, finish or decision, 145. Dan, what are the numbers telling you?
It sounded like this is good. Everyone's swinging towards Morales winning this fight.
Mm-hmm. They are. And all over on like Tapology and stuff, it is almost a pick 'em. So, and that's to be expected. But at the same time, you know, I feel that everybody feels that Morales is more at that point in his career where he can go further than Moreno could go at his career. Do you feel that could be the case, or do you not agree with that?
I don't agree with that at all. I think Brandon Moreno got another run in him, man.
All right. That's what I love you for, man. I love you for that because sometimes that reality is the reality that sometimes people need to swallow, right? They need to swallow that pill. All right, Dan, who do you got and by what method?
So let's do the math on this, Rob. Brandon Moreno has only lost to the best of the best in this division. Yeah, he's never lost to someone upcoming, someone trying to make a name for themselves like Morales is right now. I don't think it changes. I got Brandon Moreno winning by second round knockout.
Woo-wee, man. Dude. What is that? That's got to be – I'm not looking at it. It's already popped up. That's got to be at least a plus 2,500 or a plus 3,000. Oh, it's a plus 2,700. We're hitting it. See, I feel that is highly possible, why I feel – go on.
This fight reminds me of when Morales fought Figueiredo. He couldn't figure out the inside game. He couldn't get inside with the boxing, and Figueiredo knocked him out in the second round. Moreno and Figueiredo have fought wars together. They fought war, and they fight a distinct way. This reminds me of that fight.
Do you think he gets takedowns on Brandon Moreno? Because there will be a takedown prop.
I do not. I think Moreno keeps him in range, and he doesn't know what to do.
But actually, they just popped up. Morales takedown. One takedown is a negative 210, and two takedowns is negative 130. So they really – even Moreno, one takedown is negative 210. They didn't know what's going to happen. They literally, like, think that this is the Spider-Man picture. They think they're just pointing at each other. They're the same dude.
Yeah. I think Moreno keeps this at range. I think he keeps it at boxing range, gets inside the pocket, and knocks this guy out.
I got money on that. You know, here's the thing with me. If I pick Moreno, Morales will win. If I pick Morales, Moreno will win. Because every time I pick an up-and-comer or somebody that's fresh to the Wolves, Moreno being the Wolf or the El Chupacabra, right? Anyway.
Chupacabra.
He's getting Chupacabra. He's going to get it. He's going, I'm going to get haunted now. We just keep making all these kind of Halloween references. But I do feel that I'm going to side with you on this one. I feel it. I think he can do it. I got Moreno knockout in points. Of course, as I said already, I've got Moreno's knockout in sub at plus 550. I love that action. There's a reason why I feel this action. This fight's going to go probably the distance. That's why you play knockout points. Yeah. That's why you do it. So you get it. All right. All right. I love it, man. That was a hard one for me to pick because Morales won us a lot of money that last time. Oh, man. So, all right. We're to that part of the show, people. We're to the main event and the highlighted fight on the Fight Club Apparent. Gene Silva versus Jose Delgado. Dan, defend your fight.
All right, man. You gave me Jose Delgado. He's 12-2 in his MMA career, and he's 5-1 inside the octagon. Delgado is an aggressive, dynamic, switch stance, volume striker that carries knockout power in both hands. He loves to walk down opponents, cut the cage off, and force chaotic exchanges he usually thrives in. Delgado is also a BJJ purple belt. His scrambles to get back to his feet and reverse to position are top-notch. In this fight, he has to be patient. He cannot chase a fighter like Silva or his lights will get turned out.
Let's talk about my client, Gene Lord, or Lord Assassin Silva of the Fighting Nerds. Oh, yeah. Fighting out of Sao Paulo, Brazil. He is 17-3, 12 knockouts. He's got 3 subs, 2 decisions. He has been knocked out, but he has lost 2 decisions as well. He was born in Foz do Iguaçu, Brazil. So I said that right. He found salvation through Muay Thai. His wife inspired him to join. And through that power, through that, he has found his inner self, which leads to him sometimes breaking down. Because in deep side sleeps the alter ego of the Lord Assassin. The Lord Assassin comes out and he wants to rip your head off, like he did Bryce Mitchell. 2025, submission of the year. He was even diagnosed with autism. He may do wild stuff. He may try to ride your client like a surfboard, but if one thing is, a double fight of the night and double performance of the night mean that my client's power is going to overpower your client's class. And that's how we're going to talk about this. Woo! What's up, Dan?
How about this fight? This fight, it's in this division, it's almost like a clash of the Titans on the feet. It reminds me of the the Silva. I'm having a brain fart.
I think not Diego Lopez, right?
Yeah, the Silva Lopez fight. It reminds me of that. Yeah. Where they're just gonna stand and bang. I don't think any takedowns are gonna be shot. I think Silva is gonna counter. I think Silva is gonna go backwards and let Delgado throw his volume, and I think he's going to stick with the precision counter strikes.
I agree with that too. I mean, for me, of course, I Delgado has to avoid disaster, and on top of avoiding disaster, he needs to use his boxing. That's exactly what you said. He needs to keep it. But I'm going to tell you something. This right here, and this goes for everybody out here, and I can tell you right now, there ain't nobody talking about this. The one key to beating Gene Silva is unpredictable strikes. That's how Lopez hit him. And Silva had rocked Lopez with the similar spinning elbow earlier in that fight. And what ended up happening was Lopez threw it back at him and it caught him off guard. Yeah. That leads to the knee that I brought up with Delgado in this. Now, I don't think a knee can, and those are devastating knees. I don't know if that knee can bend over Silva, but if it can bend him down and he can get a finish off that way, that's possible. But for me, there's no way this fight goes 5 rounds with this I love both these fighters. I've talked about both this card for a very, very long time. I love Delgado, all of it. And I love Silva, all of them. I love the fighting nerds. I love the way Delgado has overcome his fight with Haider Emile, who was pictured in that picture with him hitting him with that knee up in the face. That's what Silva sometimes sets himself up with that. He comes up with that. So that kind of thing can feel like it's a key, right?
I agree. I don't know. Delgado's looked really good in his last few fights, but you can never count Gene Silva out of a fight. I mean, his head is made of stone, and that man can take a punch. And and Delgado is that guy to throw those awkward strikes. He does switch stances a lot, and he does come from awkward angles. So, to me, this is a great fight, and it's a pick 'em, man.
It really is. It really is. And they're saying right now, like, this fight could possibly lead to a title fight after this, or maybe a fight to a title fight for straight law. So that right there is just insane. It's insane because that's what Silva really wants. I still have that Silva is going to be the champion at the end of this year. I bought that bet last year. We talked about that. So, you know, that bet's still live.
You might as well take that down because he's not beating Volk. Volk ain't losing that title, man.
Woo! I don't know, man. We're gonna have to talk about that here soon, in about a month or so, because Evalov he's looking good, man. Most bars is that's someone else. That's a guy, but we'll talk about that then. Let's hit the numbers real quick. So distance is negative, no distance is negative 410. Knockout negative 210. That again, five units on knockout. Submission plus 550. We gotta have some action on that because we know that Delgado's ground game is not that good, and Silva can highly take advantage of that. That's why Delgado needs to use that knee to get him up. So that's the key right there. Points plus 270. Play it, but I don't think it's happening. Total rounds under 2.5 rounds. Love it. Negative 116. Love that action. Winning the first, second, and third round, negative 158. I don't care who wins. That's what you hit. That's what you do right there. Gone in 60 seconds. I think it could happen. Plus 1950. Let's get over to the Delgado side. Moneyline 310. Knockout 700. Whoop. You got to have some action on that, people. Submission 1600. It's possible. 10%. Points 1100. If this fight goes a distance, there's a possibility that Delgado could have outstriked Silva. And if Silva does not get that many takedowns, you're looking at a plus 1,100 some action, people, at 10%. Knockout sub, 470. Knockout and points. If you play one bet for Delgado, knockout points plus 400. Sub points is plus 650. Decision no bet, 350. Love it. That right there gives you the same as knockout and sub at plus 470, but knockout first, second, third round, plus 950. Hit it. If he does, for some reason, find a way and go for a submission, second, third, or fourth round is a plus 2,700. I'm sick, people. I'm throwing 10% units on a lot of stuff. Winning this first, second, or third round is plus 650. Let's hit the Silva side. Moneyline, negative 440. Knockout, negative 140. Hit it. Sub, 900. Okay. What I just said was if Silva takes him down, he's going to go for that scissor, that submission. Plus 900, that's like a gift, people. Hit that with at least a half a unit. Points, 460, 25% of a unit. Knockout sub, negative 195. That right there is my play. You know I'm already picking Gene Silva. I love Jose Delgado, so I don't care who wins or loses this. I love both fighters. I love both fighters going forward, but knockout and sub is the way to go. Knockout points, negative 280. If you think it feels it goes distance, I don't think it does. That's why the knockout and sub at negative 195 is a beautiful bet. Thank you, FanDuel. Sub and points is plus 260. Decision no bet, negative 550. Knockout, first, second, third round, plus 120. That's the play right there. First, second, third round sub, plus 1,200. Hitting that, winning the first, second, or third round is negative 110. Numbers, Dan, what are they talking to you about?
To me, it sounds like exactly what I said. This is a toss, man. Like, It sounds like some things for Delgado are better to take, and some things for Silva are better to take.
Yeah, that's nice.
To me, this is a tough one.
It is. And if you notice, that's what's kind of crazy. And that's what made UFC Noche's card so beautiful. Like an actual thing. You wanted to do more, but I was like, if we do more, I'm going to miss the Rams game. And I can't do that. But we will talk about, and we're going to bring back the fight card recap, because we will talk. We'll talk about two other fights. That's really it. But for me, this fight does go forward, but I think right now that the surging star is Silva, the head of the fighting, not the head of the fighting nerds, that's Kyle Barallo, but he is the craziest one in the fighting nerds. And I think that that is the matchup that people go, because if Volk can get past Mosifar, then Silva will be waiting for him. And that will be a war that, you know, could go either way. That's all I'll say, because I know you'll take Volk.
Yeah.
So who do you got and by what method?
So I think this is going to be a war of an attrition. And I think the first two rounds are going to be a feel out period. Good exchanges. Third and fourth round, I think they split. I think this goes distance, man. I got Silva by decision.
Oh, boy. I like it. I like it, man. I mean, you could be right. He's that guy. Maybe this is one of those things that where it could catch you off guard, and that's the type of fights. And this is the type of fights that maybe has that magnitude that'll go that. But I 100% believe both of our clients can go the distance. And I know that they both, you know, and they might both come into this and understand that, and maybe not go for the kill shot. Maybe Silva doesn't do his crazy stuff, you know, and try to get inside or do a taunt. Because I don't – Delgado's too fast to do those taunts with Dan.
Yeah. Like I said, I think that both guys are going to get their licks in. And I really do think this is going to be a war. This might be fight of the night.
Woo! Could be fight of the year if it goes the distance between these guys, honestly. Could be fight of the year. I would like to see that. Because then I feel like both of my guys win.
It's hard to say a fight of the night when Tommy McMillan's on the card.
Yeah, it is. It is crazy, especially when you get in that war with Rahiki. Because they're going to show us the way. Of course, I got Silva knockout sub. That's my play. But, of course, if you want to be safe, it's the knockout and points. We've given that out right there. It's a possibility. In the end, I still feel that this fight ends early. And that we've given the early action to all of you, and then we've given you the points, and the points will definitely make that money for all of us, man. I love it, dude. I love it. It's another great card.
Yeah. It's going to be a fun one.
All right. Let's do the fight. So before we get to all the bets and the DFS numbers and all that stuff, let's get the fight card recap. Let's do that. We haven't did that for a couple of weeks. I know you wanted to talk about a couple of fights. Waldo Cortez Acosta, that's my guy. Curtis Blaydes, what do you think about it? Good fight, bad fight?
I think it's going to be a banger for sure. If Blaydes can stay in there like he did with Hockett, but utilize his wrestling, he'd be a little bit better off. I think this is going to be a banger, man.
I agree. I got Waldo Cortez Acosta winning that fight. And we'll talk about him soon. That's a hint, people. That's a hint.
I got WCA winning by third round knockout.
Woo, okay. He's going with the light. Let's just go with it. Third round knockout plus 1,000. Hitting it. Stuff that I don't. I love hitting these. I love live betting. It's so much fun. We're going to win some money at football tonight. I got a hell of a bet. FanDuel threw up the – if you play that bet, $10 – and you get, if for every touchdown, you get $5 back. It's Rams 49ers. This game could easily go 34 Rams side to 27 49ers side. That's a lot of touchdowns. That's a lot of money coming back. But the bet was behind the paywall at Dr. Roto. So you need that. I agree with that. I love the WCA finish as well, too. I've got him with knockout points. So let's go over to Manon Farah versus Alexa Grasso. Dan, this fight right here is crazy good.
Yeah, man, that last finish by Grasso was probably finish of the year against Macy Barber. But
yeah,
this fight reminds me of Silva versus Grasso fight. That karate style Farro can keep her outside of the pocket and pick her apart from the outside.
Yep.
But if Grasso does get inside, her boxing is so good. Her combinations are so crisp. And she showed that against Macy Barber. I'm still going with Farro by decision.
I got Farro by decision as well, too. But I do have knockout points with Farro. And knockout points with Farro is a negative 240. So the FanDuel is scared. So, you know, they're hitting that up as well. But remember, people, I took Macy Barber. You took Barber in that fight, too, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But we got a plus 1,900 knockout with Grasso. And it was a sub, too. It was a sub, yeah. But they counted it as a knockout.
Well, it's because she knocked her out cold. And before she hit the ground, she threw that rear naked choke in.
Yeah. So a lot of people were mad. That's why you listened to the Fight Club of Pain. That was a highlighted fight on the Fight Club of Pain. And that plus 1,900 was given out. So regardless if you say I'm lucky or not, we had sub two, by the way. We just know how to play this game because we're fighters, man. We do what we do. So I love it. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about? Or
no, I like all these fights, man. This whole card is good. So, yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about anything else, man, let me know. I got everything written down.
You got everything written down. I mean, there's a lot of this that's going to be behind the paywall at Dr. Roto in the Fivetastic Picks. So that's what I do. Of course, everybody, you get the free stuff. You got the Sheriff's Corral, which is coming up that pretty soon here. And you got the Fivetastic Picks behind the paywall. Of course, the Parlay of Pain for free on the show. I bring this up because, like I said, every single weekend for the last year and a half, it's like a puzzle. You get a little here. You take that money, you win some money, you join drroto.com with using the code word 2026. You get amazing football coverage. You get to talk to Dr. Roto every Sunday from 10:30 to noon for either DFS or your starting six questions. And you get amazing UFC advice. You get the WNBA, you get NHL, and of course, you get tennis. Tennis! Yeah, no, I mean, everything else is going to be pretty much on that article. But, I mean, if you want to go main card, David Martinez, Dan Inge, he's going to starch him. I feel Martinez knocks him out. We've been both fans of David Martinez for the last year, I feel. So I feel that's what's going to happen.
I'm probably Dan Inge's biggest fan. You know,
I know you are.
I know
Pitbull. When Pitbull got him.
I'm a big Inge fan.
So I know. Inge could beat Patchy Mix. Does that make you feel better?
Inge can beat a lot of people, but he just fights top-notch people all the time for some reason.
That is. Martinez, man, that boxing is going to be killer, man. So I like it. All right. Let's get to it. Let's get to things that make me a jerk. Woo, yeah. We're talking about football last week. Let's talk about football. Last night, DraftKings got so scared, they pulled all the tackle props. Listen. If you're not going to have tackle props like FanDuel, or you're going to pull your tackle props like DraftKings, then maybe you have the wrong people doing that work for you. Maybe you need a guy like Heat Override to come onto your staff and give you advice so that you can consistently offer a product that is good. I can run it better than you because I was able to take advantage of the 8.5 offered for Ernest Jones. Not only that, I got the 11.5. I threw a boost on it, and that is on my X and my Facebook. I've got the reel already up on my YouTube. I got the reel running up. You want to go check the stats, but that's what it was. I told my entire Discord to go hit tackles, and only a minute or two later after that, all of it said no market. Dan, sometimes I've got to be a jerk and take advantage, but clearly – that's why people disrespect IDP football, and that is why the sportbook's offering is fun, because I love to take advantage of you, because you ain't better than me. Ooh, yeah!
Tell them, man. Tell them. I don't know. I don't deal with any of that. I just talk about fights.
Let's talk about some fights, and let's make the Sheriff's Corral. Let's last them up, these scoundrels. Let's pull them in, call them barman, and slap them in the slammer. Dan, we're going with the first fight. McMillan Rahiki. Are we going under, or are we just going all in? Distance, no, is negative 235. Or are we going all in with Tommy McMillan, knockout submission, 135?
I'll take that, man. Tommy McMillan wins that fight.
Woo! Let's go, Tommy! Tommy! All right. I'm all right. All right, Moreno Morales. Distance, negative 290. No distance, it's negative 210. You threw up a knockout in the second round by Moreno. I picked Moreno. Do we pick Moreno by knockout or points at plus 115?
Absolutely.
Love it. Boop. Right now, two legs plus 405. Ooh, man. This is going to hit. Let's get to the last one. Silva versus Delgado. You got going points. I got Silva knocking him out. Silva by knockout and points is negative 280, brings it to a plus 585.
I'll take it.
I like it. Yeah.
I'll take it.
It's beautiful. Let's do it. Plus 585, people. And you get that from the Fight Club up here. Ooh, yeah. You know, last week's 3-0. We went 3-0 a couple weeks ago, too. So it's kind of just the things we do, Dan.
I mean, it's not easy to be us, but we do it.
No, we do it with less time than anybody else, that's for sure. So, man, if someone had a lot of money and was like, yo, we will buy you two, yeah, I would quit my day job and I would make sure that you win a lot of money, sir.
Offers.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Throw out the offers.
Throw out the offers. All right, let's have some fun. Let's get to that part of the week that everybody knows. And it's time for the Soup Can of the Week.
Ooh, live from the Fight Club of Pain. It's your host, Chef Dan. Welcome to the segment everybody loves. We call this the Soup Can. Where the worst fighters in the world get served. We still cash out every single night. Step in the club like slow crowd chatter. I'm ringside laughing because these hands don't matter. They shadow body.
Reveal this week's Soup Card of the Week. Ooh, yeah. All right.
As much as it pains me to say, and as much as a fan I am, this Soup Can of the Week is Dan 100K Ige. He's been lackluster, to say the least. He's 2-5 in his last seven, and he's on a two-fight skid. Look for Martinez to outclass Ige and win by knockout or decision.
Woo! Dude, I don't know how I randomly talked about that fight and nailed the soup can. I love it, though, man. But, you know, Ige, knockout points, it's worth some action, people. You might want to just throw that in there. I mean, I'm not going to hold you out on that. I'll give you that bet because, you know, sometimes weird stuff happens and this could make Dan feel a little better, but Danny get knockout points plus 330. Martinez's went up to, it was a negative 300 earlier. Why I avoided it for the parlay of pain. It's a negative 320 now. So a lot of people are agreeing with you, Dan. And that was before you said it. So they were like, woo. This is the easiest. Love it. All right. Let's get to the DFS and rankings and lineups. We got some stuff for you, people. Rankings. Bellerbois, number one. You got to have him in your lineups. I don't give a crap. I know he's super expensive. People are going to fade him. You can fade him. Silva, got to have him in your lives. The price on DraftKings for McMillan? Thank you. I think in the last fight, I had McMillan as my captain. And he scored like 358 points or something. It was insane. And I like Rafa Garcia. I think Rafa Garcia has a chance to go the distance against Rong Zhu, who is the favorite. And I think that Rafa, who showed heart in many of his previous fights, I think Rafa can go the distance, and he is super cheap. And he's still, I think he's 74, 77, around that range. But that's not a bad guy. I'll take it for that. Let's get to my Tuesday lineup. This lineup is kind of, well, gross at the end. But let's start it out. McMillan, great. Belgaroa, I don't know. Sounds French. Silva, I know he ain't. Anyway, Moreno, Garcia, and Klaus. Draca Klaus is fighting Tommy Gant. He's probably going to get it ran through. But if for some reason Draca Klaus can use his old Jedi mind tricks with the Klaus, then maybe he can get Gant to go to the decision and you can eke one out. I don't think it happens. I think Gant knocks him out. Or submits him. That's my play. Gant knockout submission. Free bets for you people. And also, what do you think about those lineups? Kind of chaotic?
They're a little bit chaotic, but I like them, man. I don't see a problem with anybody you put in either of those lineups.
Yeah. Klaus is probably the weakest link, but that's what we'll do. All right. Well, we all know there's another part of this show. And the part of the show gets where the craziest things happen. The Soup Can hits last week. The Sheriff's Corral hits last week. The Fantastic Picks hit last week. And the Parlay hit last week. 5-0. Let's hit it, people. Woo! Yeah. Hold on. The UFC sheriffs are here to stay. Watch out, we're coming for the whole damn play. Got you in a frame and it's like... Woo! Of course you know I had to wait for that. UFC sheriffs are here to stay. We're coming for the whole damn play. That's what we do. That's what separates us from everything in this world. Because of their heart, the passion, and what we do in this, Dan. Let's get jacked up for the Parlay of Pain. Gant, no decision, -280. First leg of the Parlay of Pain. Huh, gave Klaus a chance. Belgaroa, knockout sub, -160. Brings the Parlay of Pain up to a +120. We're just moving along here. Bahamundes, you, sir, got us a King Green cash-in. But for this time, your knockout and sub will look beautiful. -185, +239 is the third leg of the Parlay of Pain. Chavez, knockout and sub, +135. My guy, Chavez is going to get it done. It's like a Disney song. Hit it now, hit it great, +698. Fifth leg is Waldo Cortez Acosta. Knockout points, -200. And the Parlay of Pain is a +1,000. 97. Woo!
You're off the rails, dude. Yeah.
Must be them summer dollars I got here. Them summer dollars. Summer dollars. That's that blood.
I really like the Gant, Chavez, and WCA pick. Bahamundes, he's always a safe pick when he's not fighting one of the top guys.
I know.
I mean, I really like that Parlay of Pain this week.
If we go back to back 5-0, it's possible out there. It's possible, people. We can do this again. And if not, we'll make up for it next day on Sunday. You just got it there. But believe me, we're going to hit today. We got to at least go 3-2 the least. And this is going to finish out pretty nice. If we get at least 3 or 4 wins out of this, we're going to have enough links that'll make a lot of money on the round robin, people. I tell you, the round robin, people, the round robin. It takes something little and makes it bigger. Okay. You can tell the Rams are about to start soon.
You're just excited for the Rams, man.
Yes. Yes, I am now. Oh, the Saddle Up Cowboy Ending Thoughts. Today we talked about the Fight Club of Pain cooking. We were cooking. We both got McMillan knocking out Hickey. But regardless, we love that fight. Gonna be a war. Moreno, second round knockout on Dan's side. We both got Moreno and we both got Silva. Dan took the points on that. The Sheriff's Corral brought up another plus 500 on the three things. Things that make me a jerk. When you take away bets that should just be there when there's a whole quarter left in the game. Sorry, DraftKings. You get the shade this week. FanDuel, you're off the hook. And thanks for that bet you put out for the Rams today. I love it. I'm going to slay you with that. Soup can of the week is none other than Dan Inge. He's going to get knocked out by David Martinez. Knockout points. Who gave you that thing? The DFS lineup. McMillan, back on one. Silver. Moreno. Garcia. Quas. We did it, man. This is another great show for an amazing event. I'm excited to watch, Dan. Are you?
I am. I'm actually going to watch this one.
So I love Noche.
It's almost like a numbered fight. This is better than the numbered fight we're getting next anyway. So,
ooh, yeah, it could be. Speaking of that numbered fight, the Fight Club of Pain is live next Thursday at 7 p.m. for UFC 331, Van vs. Pantoja. Ooh. You want to talk about it?
I'm not talking about that numbered fight. I'm talking about the one after. The one after.
Oh, that 332. Oh, that's garbage.
Yeah. Noche is going to be better than 332. They should have just moved the cards and called it a day.
They should have just I would have said Moreno versus Morales and put that on that card.
You
can't even do that for a number.
Anything, absolutely anything but the garbage they gave us. King Green's going to save that whole card.
Yeah, he is. He's going to save that card.
He's the only reason to watch that whole card.
Because he's going to win us money. That's why. But I love it. Next week's card is a good one. I know I kind of came in with the thing. I was like, oh, Dan wants to talk about different events. I was like, he can't be talking about this one. You were like, no way.
No, not that one. Pantoja versus Van. I can't wait. I can't wait for that that rematch because it's actually going to be a fight this time.
Oh, yeah. This time, Van's going to have something to be worried about. And Tyara did well against Van. A lot of people thought, but like I had Van in that fight. I got him. I took Pantoja against Van. Of course, broke arm. And this is going to be just, I can't wait to give our picks next weekend. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good one.
All right, people. You know what to do. You can find Dan on the X. You can find Eat Override on the X. Dr. Roto on the X. Of course, get over to Dr. Roto. Use code word 2026. Get 20% off your package. Start winning it all sports. We have the right cure for all of your fantasy needs. That means we cover everything, not just one thing. That's what separates it the best. The Fight Club of Pain always brings it. Dan, thank you for always coming on, always being a callus, and always being a backbone of the Fight Club of Pain.
Anytime, brother.
On the podcast the other day, I called us the Legion of Doom. We are the Legion of Doom in the UFC.
Ooh, yeah.
What a rush.
So which one would I be? I'm bigger. So which one was the bigger one? Animal.
That was Hawk. Hawk was the tall one. You would be Hawk. You'd be Hawk, and I'd be Animal. I love us. That's so funny. That's one day we gotta go to the Scott Fishbowl dressed as Animal and Hawk.
I'm doing the podcast and just the big spiky shoulder pads and the face paint.
Yeah. That's gonna be crazy, man. I can't wait. But like we all love it, people. We'll be back next week. Thank you for watching. Thank you for putting up for our antics. Hopefully you're with us, you ride with us, and you win some money. We'll see you next week on Bring the Pain.
Yo, everybody, it's your ride. Woo! So let's get to it. Let's
bring the pain.
Thanks for stopping by the office. Get your fantasy prescription by subscribing to the channel and checking out drroto.com. Until the next visit, be well.